Hello everyone, and thank you for joining today's Web3 one-on-one talk show. We are having Chandra Prakash with us from 4Pi. We are discussing about the decentralized credit scoring system, which is pretty new and interesting. Before diving into the topic, Chandra Prakash, please give us a brief intro about yourself as to what you do in 4Pi. Maybe tell us about how you got to Web3 and how was your journey so far.
Yeah, hi everyone. So my name is Chandra Prakash, and most of the time I'm get to know by a name as Erebus. And I came to know about the Bitcoin in 2015 only, while I was surfing some papers on Tor. And then I completely forgot about it and come to the now in the pandemic, I was reading about some paper, and then I got to know, yeah, there are a DeFi ecosystem, and there we should make something on crypto ecosystem. And that's how we came into the crypto ecosystem.
Okay, now I get the context. Like, you are pretty early, like since you started in 2015 and all. So like, of course, I want to get into the details of it so much more excitedly. So for our amazing audience today, we have collated like some really interesting set of questions that, you know, our community wanted to, you know, really get into, like what the system is, like what everybody wants to know about, like what, how is it different from traditional, and like how Web3 system helps, you know, in future. So without further delay, I wanted to, you know that, Chandra, like, tell us about, you know, decentralized credit scoring system. And since, like, you are making the product yourself, you know, you are building a mechanism on calculating those credit scores in Web3 space. So how, like, you know, in your opinion, does it, you know, differ from the traditional credit scoring system? Like, you know, they take a lot of, you know, like income and everything else in, you know, perspective. So how do you, you know, want to, how does it, you know, differ in the Web3 space, in the decentralized space?
So very first thing is what is credit score? So basically it's a mechanism where we give score to individuals' wallet address, and it defines how good or bad your past behavior were regarding that account. Like for example, there is a very high chance everyone when are anonymous, they may have done some bad deed. So it's better to know them early. So that's why credit score come to the picture. And it's kind of different from the off-chain data, like what we have, what we get from the banking system, because they tap a lot of data, like from your phone number to your zip code to how much balance do you have, a lot of things. But we, when we are decentralized, we don't have that data, but we are trying to optimize that thing also, because it gives a lot of a very big picture of how your overall behavior is. So this is what the credit score is.
Okay, so like in a nutshell, I can say, like, you know, it leverages, you know, those, you know, blockchain algorithms, and, you know, they help instead of relying through, you know, traditional authorities, instead of giving like all of your details to them. Okay, it like no intermediaries at all, and, you know, it offers like, you know, greater transparency and all, since, you know, Web3 is all about that. So yeah, if I'm right, if you can correct me also, like if I'm...
Yeah, it's totally on your all the blockchain data, which, yes, are available for publicly everyone.
Exactly. And since, you know, of course, once the blockchain comes into the picture, and transparency and security are undoubtedly the pillar stones there. So since, like, the type of data, which I wanted to talk about now. So type of data used in, you know, decentralized credit scoring system, you know, it falls apart. Like, we use debt to income ratio, like in the... credit scoring system in the traditional finance, but like what kind of, you know, what kind of mechanisms or what kind of data do you take in the, you know, do you have a similar model in place, or like what, like the on-chain and off-chain data things you mentioned? So I wanted to know more about like what exactly does it entail, the on-chain data and off-chain data.
So yeah, it's difficult to take that similar data from the as the off-chain have. We have equivalent of data, like for example, we have transaction history, liquidation history, like amounts owed and repaid, credit mix, length of credit history, rug pull, your DeFi actions. It defines how much you are into the crypto ecosystem and how you have used it. So this is what the parameter we use when we create a credit score. So that even if someone have a very high transaction history, but he has never have interacted with a DeFi action, then that individuals will have a comparatively lower score, because that's the beauty of the mathematics. If everything will be in a weightage format, it won't affect completely to all the scope.
Oh, so yeah, okay. And now I'm getting, a bit of a picture in my mind. It's pretty comprehensive, if we say, So do you even take, oracles like into picture, or like the more you have to transact, the more you get? Like, I think it's more of the on-chain thing, but yeah, do you use oracles there also? Something like that.
Yeah, so right now we are taking all the on-chain and all-chain data, but we are trying to get all your little banking history in a decentralized way, and it will be completely optional because it would give a very much better score. Like for example, when we move from one country to another country, consider I'm moving from India to USA, my all the credit history will become zero the moment I'll land on the USA. So if there is a mechanism to use all of your on-chain plus off-chain history in a decentralized way, so that one can create over there, it's kind of global history, like we can do for the on-chain. But what if you assign a credit card with the existing history, it would be beneficial. So we have plan to solve that also.
Oh, great. Pretty comprehensive. I can see, future is pretty bright for you guys. So now, the amazing point you've made earlier. Now, it has really made me think, like, how did you get there? Like, what it would have been a roller coaster ride, I believe. We need to hear like the brand story of such an amazing idea. Like, how did the idea of 4Rupaye come about? Tell us the moment it struck you. Like, were you doing something? Maybe surfing the computer. Maybe your credit score fell down. Like, I want to know the whole story. And like, tell me, like, how did it struck you? And like, were you sitting together, and how did this idea came, and how did it make give it a shape?
Yeah, so there are like the major factor is key, like in real world when we try to use a bank, we can just simply swipe our credit card and simply borrow 20,000, 30,000 or any X amount, and we do not need anything as a collateral. But same thing doesn't happen on crypto ecosystem because everyone is anonymous and there's no system of scoring mechanism. If you have to borrow $60 worth of USD, you have to put $100 worth of USD token as an asset, so which is not very efficient. So we wanted to solve that problem, and the credit score is just one phenomena. We are trying to build a global community of affluent and high trust people where user will be rewarded with exclusive and bragworthy rewards. Consider you have 750 plus of scores, you'll be able to use a lot of exclusive product and offers. For example, you'll be able to use leverage your real world assets as a collateral. Like people from India, even they do all the good deed, but their passport do not hold that good value. Consider you can get the priority visa thing. So we are trying to make a community on top of it.
I got it, got it. So basically, have you faced that problem yourself as well, like earlier, and that's how you came about this idea? Or like you saw, I mean, some of your friends, having that thought, like, why do I have to put $100 to, borrow just 60? Why the system is so over collateralized? So like,
Yeah,
how
so
did it?
the assets what we use as a collateral is very volatile. That's why there's a gap of 40%, 50% depending upon our assets. So we are trying to optimize that part.
Okay, so yeah, that's something good. Financial inclusion, that would, in my opinion, that would also bring, financial inclusion. And since, we have seen a lot of borrowers, you only say that, they struggle due to this over collateralization, and the collateral is very volatile. So I think it would, that scoring would bring some order to this. Like, since we are talking about a score, I wanted to, some, put in, I wanted to know, for my own clarity, like, do you provide like a score, like the traditional one, like out of 800 or something like that? Or do you have that rating system, like, rating out of 5 or rating out of 10?
So it's a score ranges from 0 to 999. Like if you have interacted with a lot of DeFi and you have good liquidation history, etc., you'll have a better score.
Oh, okay, great, great to know that. Now the things have cleared up now, because people generally, confuse a lot. Many countries have their own credit things and everything, so they have their own mechanism in place. So one mechanism for all, and it makes the system very easier. So I want everybody, and I want you to jump to the technical side now. So I wanted to know, like, how exactly, you know, 4Pi works. Can you walk us through the process, like how it takes the credit score, like after taking the data, how it is processed? If you can tell us, like in words, how the data is processed and how, you know, it, you know, takes a shape, like in a detailed manner.
Yeah, so like as I have mentioned earlier, yeah, after taking a data from any blockchain, we like divide those data into multiple parameters, and each parameters have different weightage. So even if you have one parameters a lot, even if you have weightage in very high quantity, it won't exceed a certain limit. So the combination of all these parameters create a score from 0 to 999. So this
okay,
is how
so
we calculate.
If I have to say, like, what score is better, you know, what score is a good score from 0 to 999, what is an average score? So have you, I think you might have that mechanism in place too. Can you put some light on it that as
yeah.
well?
If your score is more than 750, then it's better. It's comparatively better than more than 95% of the users.
And like, how much can they expect, you know, that, no betterment in the collateral form? Like if their score is like above 750, or maybe their score is like, you know, in between the 650s limit, or like, what do you think? Like, how would it work?
So
the
like
protocols and why?
Yeah, like we are still in the development. Consider you have 750 plus, you'll be able to you'll have option to use other form of digital assets. Like for example, right now, anyway, you have to use digital asset as a collateral. You'll be able to use your digital gold or your mutual fund as a collateral. We are implementing those things for like good 750 plus score.
Okay, so basically now, like, not just your decentralized assets, but you can also take, you know, mutual funds into this as well. So I
yeah,
think it's
in
a
decentralized way.
Yes, a proper amalgamation of everything, like every kind of security you have in place in a decentralized
yes.
way. Very intrigued, indeed. So also, like, since I've been saying 4Pi a lot of times now, so I wanted to know, Chandra, like, how did this name, you know, came about? What's the story behind 4Pi? Like, once I first hear it, you know, Pi seems like the mathematical pi, or like, you know, does it stand for something else? Can you tell us?
Yeah,
what
so the literal translation of 4Pi in Hindi is nothing but just a 4Pi, which is like a lighter version of bed. So it's like a symbolic version. We are trying to make a community where we all can be on the same plane. So that's just a symbolic.
Oh, 4Pi. Oh my God, I love the symbolism behind it.
Yeah.
Being a content writer myself, like, you know, I'm always looking for wordplays, and I'm sure I would say it strikes me in my top five today.
Yep.
Good job, man. So, I like, since I heard a lot, like, your story, I heard how 4Pi came about, how the name came about. So I'm sure, like, you know, our viewers are eager to, you know, get started with 4Pi. So, like, what do they have to do if they want to start with 4Pi right now?
So right now they can simply check their scores. We have we are integrating with MetaMask Snap. So before your every transactions, you'll be able to know where you are transacting, what kind of person that guy is, how much good or bad behavior that guy have done. You'll be able to, so like just like a true caller, you'll be notified yeah, this guy have done this much rug pull, or this guy was behind this thing, or how good that guy was. You'll be able to see. We are integrating with wallets, etc. in MetaMask Snap.
So is it possible, like, you know, if like your credit score, for example, somebody is not able to, you know, return their you know, whatever they have borrowed on time, their credit score falls. So like, do you have that mechanism in place too, like, you know, like how they refresh it, like the way we have seen in the TradFi, like they, you know, you can always, you know, check your updated score like monthly. So how does it work about, like, can they see it like in real time, or credit score, or they have to, you know, update it after a while, like
so right,
every month,
yeah.
maybe every
week? Right now it's live score, but it will refresh after 24 hours. It would be much efficient. So that's why we are trying to move there. And right now it's real time.
Very, That's very nice. I think everybody, you know, even I hate, waiting for the credit score, like what it is. Like, should I be waiting for it for 30 days and then, you know, going about it? Real time is always better. So, yeah. So I wanted to, like, before, like, you know, we go towards the end, since it's a bit of a time, and I have even, let some of the time allocated to the audience. Like, if I've missed something, they could also ask you about it. So I wanted to, talk about the broader impact of 4Pi. Like, I read about the API as well. So, how can different projects leverage your credit scoring system?
Yeah, like it's important to know ki, what kind of behavior one have while interacting with the protocols. So like for businesses, they can simply integrate our API. They'll know ki, what kind of behavior the user has. And for the customers, we are installing into multiple wallet like MetaMask, Snap, and etc. They'll be able to know ki, even before the transaction happens, ki what kind of behavior the other on the other hand has, ki like a true caller, whether this account is a spam or this protocol is a spam or not, they'll be able to know those things. So this is what the future is and the API.
So not just for people, not just for just wallet addresses, but for protocols as well. You have that mechanism in place as well.
Yes.
Oh, that's I think it's a dream come true. So yeah, so like since you talked about it so much, like the API, the projects, and the wallets and real time, like I think each step in the way, it would have been like a severe challenge for you. Maybe you might have faced a lot of challenge, a lot of disagreements in the process. Can you give us a light, can you put a light on it, like what challenges you faced while developing 4Pi?
Yeah, so we started in like January 2022. The pandemic was almost over. It was in the last phase, and the money market was on all-time high, and of course the funding crunch. And the thing is ki, lots of scam or bad project were there in the crypto ecosystem, and because of that we all have faced negative issue like one way or another. Like if any project goes down, whether it's FTX or anything else, or the next day any NFT projects is like they have no use of it. So like it comes down to everyone. So like we have faced multiple issues, but yeah, right now it's good. Let's see how it goes.
Ah, great. So actually, I was like pretty, when I was looking at your docs and when you told me about it, when you told like, calculating the on-chain and off-chain data, I thought like it's such a such a complex process, and it is difficult to implement. So, and in fact, all the hurdles you mentioned, like I thought that was a challenge, but of course, like the time period, all the external factors that combined, your journey, like they also were, big hurdles in the place. And now, like I want to With this, I want to talk about, the future. What exciting developments do you have in the future? What does the future roadmap look like for 4Pi?
Yeah, as I have told you, ki, the credit score is just a phenomena to filtering the good behavior. Like if you have a
Yes.
good credit score, you'll be able to be part of global community where you'll be get a lot of exclusive stuff. For example, as I have told you, one example is ki, you'll be able to leverage your digital assets. On top of that, consider there's other example like the visa priority thing or the exclusive reward thing. So those things are in place. So we are trying to like sort it out, those things also.
Okay, so the visa thing, like, oh my God, like, okay, I need to, now once you're live, even I'm gonna get my credit score, and I want my visa to get, processed fast. I'm waiting for that update to happen, really. And the future holds, I think, tremendous potential. And like I know, like this project is sure shot, going to towards the success. Now, it's time for my last question. Like, it's not a question really, but like, since I've asked you a lot of things, like, is there anything, like, I have missed something about tech, maybe something about the concept? If I have missed something, would you mind sharing it?
No, it's good, but yeah, like I would like to talk about the fiat, the stable currency what we use in DeFi ecosystem. So somehow it is not making it more decentralized. It's a way to it's compare the why the Bitcoin started. Bitcoin started to give power to everyone. That's what the core principle of decentralization is. When we use stable currency as a dollar, it just neglect those the very core principle. So, like if one can make a stable currency backed by some real assets, it would be better.
Now that you mention it, yeah, that is an important point that you mentioned. Yeah, that's very nice. But unfortunately, like, my questions are now over. So I wanted Chandra to thank you, like, sharing your incredible journey, sharing your insights, and a lot of things. Like, if once, since I write, and I'm also, like, doing stuff. So once you are done, like, once your project launch, I would love to, write something about you as well. So I wanted to ask, now I'm giving everybody some time. Like, if they have any more questions, they can ask.
Okay, so actually I wanted to ask, like, how do you folks are calculating on-chain credit score?
As I have mentioned, we have multiple parameters, like, for example, transaction history, liquidation history, amount owed and repaid, credit mix, length of credit history, rug pull, DeFi actions. These all have given some weightage, and based on the this we create credit score.
Okay, got it.
Yeah, okay. So I would love our audience to, check 4Pi and, check out their website as well. You can check out the post. You have made a good thread about them. And, if you want to know more, you can always connect to Chandra as well. And I think the potential of DeFi would be more structured if the things which he have, and even it would pave the way for adoption as well, because, people are now, because the mutual funds, like whatever he said, like mutual funds and even their trade bonds, now they are gaining traction in the Web2 world. If you are combining that with the decentralized, of course, people will take the road, take the high road, and then, go towards the decentralized platforms as well, would build trust in the future. So thank you so much for bringing such a great concept into our minds today. And until next time, I would stay curious, people, and keep exploring the world of blockchain and decentralized finance. Okay, so I think we are done here. Thank you so much, guys, for tuning in, and we'll see you next time. Bye bye.